Hello and welcome. My name is Moses, as usual, and I welcome you into my live podcast. Tonight, I want to talk about seeking the Lord. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 17, the Bible says that I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. This is NKJV. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Proverbs 8:17. 18 says, riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. 19, my fruit is better than gold, yes, than the fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. 20, I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of paths of justice. 21, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. Wow. So the Bible says, God Almighty talking to us, telling us that I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Actually, in King James Version, the original King James Version, it says that I love those who love me, and those who seek me early will find me. Those who seek me early will find me. So the more you seek God, it's good to seek God, but it's also better to seek God early. Bible says in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6, that humble yourself under the mighty arm of God, or under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due time. The Bible says in Proverbs that those who seek me early will find me. In Peter says that you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, so that he may lift you up in due time. So there's two different things. There's being lifted up, and there's being lifted up in due time. So what makes the Lord to lift you up in due time? What prompts the Lord to lift you up, or what makes the Father to lift you up in due time? It's your own way. It's your own. In your own timing, if you're tired with the kind of life we are living, the earlier you acknowledge the name of the living God, the earlier you acknowledge that you no longer have the power to continue holding on and surrender unto Him, the earlier your elevation is on course. So the Bible says that I love those who love me, and those who seek me early will find me. Does it mean that the Lord God hates those who doesn't love him? Because the opposite of love is hate. He's hatred. So does it mean that the Lord hates those who doesn't love him? No. Remember, the Bible says that I love those who love me and those who seek me diligently. In the book of John, the core of the gospel of salvation, the Bible says 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shouldn't perish but have everlasting life. So when talking about love, God doesn't love anybody. God doesn't love you, he doesn't love me, doesn't love anyone. Beg your pardon, maybe we might think that Moses is going crazy. No, God doesn't only love us, but God is love. Love is his nature. So hatred does it does it cannot find its place in God's heart. God is the source of love. He's the source of agape love, unconditional love. People say that since we were still sinners, even though we were still sinners, God loved us. So God is love. That is his nature. He doesn't hate anybody. Then why does he say that I love those who love me? When God says that I love those who love me, it simply means that despite you and me living in sinful attitude and we're still languishing, we're still mingling with those sinful behaviors, God loves us and he loved us even before the creation of the world. So what makes somebody to know that God loves him? When you come back to your senses and realize the love of God, that is when you will acknowledge that, oh, God loved me before. So this verse says something, that I love those who love me. In other words, for you to know that God loves you, you must come back to your senses, come back to your nature, come back to who you are and understand God's love. Some people say that God does not exist. There was a conversation between a Baba and someone who went to be shaved in the barber shop. So this barber was trying. They had a conversation and they found themselves talking about the existence of God. So this barber in his shop was trying to convince the one who was being shaved that, you know what, me, I believe that God doesn't exist. Why, if God exists, why does he allow all these atrocities, immoralities, people are being killed every day, women are suffering, orphans are being suffering each and every day, there are a lot of accidents, there are a lot of so many things are happening in this world. So many people are suffering in one way or another. I don't believe if God loves us and God exists, he could have not allowed this to happen. But I believe that God doesn't exist. That's the reason why all these things are happening. But you know, this young man who was being shaved, he was a newly convert, and he didn't know how to defend himself, maybe in one way or another. So he was totally hurt in one way, but he never knew how to convince this man in his shop that God exists. So after being shaved, he paid the money, then he walked out. When he walked out, the Holy Spirit showed him a madman just right in front of him with the shaggy hair. So he had the voice telling him that, do you believe that barbers exists? Then he said that, yes, barbers exist because I'm just from the barber shop and I've been shaved. I've been neatly shaved with that guy. Actually, he knows how to do it. Then why is it that the voice asked him that, why is it that this madman looks like this? Then he was like, wow, let me go back to the barber shop. He went there and he asked the barber, that guy who was shaving, I'm convinced from today that the barbers doesn't exist in this country. That's right. We exist, we are here. But if you are here, why is it that madman has that shaggy hair the way he is? Then the barber was like, no, we exist, but we only accept and shaves those who comes into our shop so that we may serve them. Then the guy was like, wow, you have said it perfectly. God exists, and the people who knows and the people who acknowledge the existence of God, those who seek him will find him. So if you come to seek the Baba, I've come here to seek you, I've found you, and you have served me. So if you seek the Lord Almighty, you will find him. So this is what I'm talking about. The Bible says that those who seek the Lord will find him. I love those who love me. Those who seek me will find me. So you cannot acknowledge, you cannot understand, you cannot fathom, you cannot comprehend the love of God if you are still living in ignorance. You must acknowledge, seek the Lord and acknowledge his existence. That is when you will acknowledge that, oh, this God loved me. So, for you to acknowledge that God loves you, you must first of all acknowledge his existence. You must take your time, run away from all the things that you have been doing. Take your time, seek him in his sanctuary, seek him in his place, seek him in his secret place, and that is when you will acknowledge, you will encounter the Lord Almighty. In his existence, he will do wonders and miracles in your life. Now, verse 18 says that riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. These two things are the things that are wreaking havoc the whole world. Riches and honor. If you need riches and if you need honor, there's always something simple. Love God and seek him. Riches and honor shall be added unto you. Like in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, that the Bible says that seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So riches and honor are with me, God, enduring riches and righteousness. Sometimes you might acquire richness. You might acquire richness and wealth of this world, but they don't endure. So the difference between the world's wealth and the God's wealth, richness, is that God's richness endures and the world's richness passes away. Jesus Christ said that heavens and earth shall pass away, but my words shall live, shall stay, shall abound forever. Now, verse 21, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. Sometimes in life, we are living a life by which we don't know what we are doing, because we are trying to seek the face of the Lord and we also have other things down there or aside of us. Some things that we have preserved, that if I don't find the Lord, I will do this. No. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 14, that I, the Lord, my name is jealous, and I am a jealous God. Everything that is in front of you, that you believe in, that you trust him, that you preserve, that is an idol. So the Lord wants you to seek him wholeheartedly, early as possible, diligently, with all your heart. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 13, the Bible says that you will seek me and you will find me. Yes, but there's a condition. If you seek me with all your heart, if your heart is somewhere and you come to seek me, you'll not find me. If your heart is in your own treasures, is in your business, in your uncle, is in your mom, is in somewhere else, and you come to seek the Lord, you'll not find him. God wants you to surrender everything unto him. Let him take the control over your life and let him lead you into his ways of righteousness. David said in the book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse 3, that he leads us into the ways of righteousness for his name's sake. So if you want the Lord to lead you into his ways of righteousness, if you want riches and honor, enduring richness and honor, If you want silver and gold, in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible says that silver are mine and gold are mine. All these things belong to God Almighty. So if only you can see God early, you will find him. Surrender everything you are doing. Submit to the Lord and your life will not remain the same again. I think this verse is very, very important in a human point of view as far as growth is concerned, as Christianity growth is concerned, because not only we need God, but we need him more than anything else in our lives so that we may grow spiritually and we may grow diligently unto him, seeking him and him alone and nothing else we have to focus unto. May God bless you. We shall continue tomorrow. My name is Moses. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening. And I believe that if you seek God Almighty, your life will not remain the way you are. Have a blessed evening. Hallelujah.